Ciao, cara. To learn to write, as when you learn tennis, can't always play a game, must practice strokes, think. How was it different to go to the Lido to play tennis? I mean different from when one went to play in Siena. Write that, not to make a story, but to make it clear. It will be very long. When one starts to write, it is hard to fill a page. When one is older, there is always so much to write. Think. The house in Venice is not like any other house. Venice, like no other city. Suppose Kit Kat or even an American needed to be told how to find the Venice house, how to recognize you and me going out of the door to go to the Lido. He gets off the train. How does he find 252 Calais Quay? Describe us or describe Luigino arriving at Ferrovia. Has he money? Have we? How do we go? A novelist could make a whole chapter getting protagonista from train to front door. Good writing would make it possible and even certain that Kit Kat could use the chapter to find the house. Ciao. Think about this quite a good deal before you try to write it out. While Mary was still in her mid-teens, Pound asked her to translate the cantos into Italian as an exercise. Thus began her lifelong study of her father's work. The cantos slowly became the one book I could not do without, she wrote. My Bible, as friends have often teased me. In the 1960s, when Yale bought a substantial collection of Pound's papers, they created the Ezra Pound Archives and named Mary as curator. Once a year for 25 years, Mary spent a month at Yale organizing and annotating her father's papers. Mary's transformation from a dialect-speaking farm girl into a beautiful, refined, educated, multilingual adult was complete by the time she had reached her 20s. But her love of the mountains and farms of her childhood remained undiminished, and her home in the South Tyrol was, in effect, a return to her foster roots. The trip from Venice to Brunnenburg Castle took about 3 hours. First the drive to Merano, then up to the village of Tirolo by means of a funicular lift. I walked the final quarter mile along Ezra Pound Veg toward Brunnenburg Castle, a vision out of Grimm's fairy tales with turrets and crenellations. The castle clung to a steep hillside terraced with grapevines. It commanded a spectacular view of the valley and distant mountains. Mary lived in one of the castle's two towers. Walter and his wife, Brigitte, lived in the other with their two sons. As I came through the gate, I noticed a cluster of American college students in a courtyard. They were attending one of the month-long live-in seminars at which Mary lectured on the writings of Ezra Pound and Walter taught classes on medieval saints and heroes.